Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. Now, what do we want to talk to you about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's all to do with a message that we received on Wednesday from one of our listeners. And basically, she is fed up to the back teeth of men, well, mauling her, basically, when she's on a night out. She sent us a WhatsApp voice note to explain her whole story. And it is self-explanatory, so I'm going to play it to you and get your reaction to this lady's message, okay? So let's have a listen to this.
I was just wondering, is any other women experiencing this? Like, why can't I go on a night out without being touched up or followed around or have things said to me that make me feel so uncomfortable by men? Like, I can't even, like, go to the bar without being touched up or anything like that. Like, I'm in a long-term relationship and I have no interest in other men whatsoever. But why do men, and look, I know it's not all men, but why do they think it's okay to touch me or say what they want to me? And there's only so many times I can tell someone to fuck off. Like, have men not learned anything in the past year or so? I mean, poor Ashling couldn't even go for a run. And, like, now I can't even walk to the bar without being harassed. It's just, like, it's really annoying. And, like, it's not as if, like, I'm attracting attention, like, by, like, the clothes I'm wearing, because I'm not wearing, like, skimpy little clothes or anything like that. So I don't understand why men, like, think that they can just, like, do or say whatever they want to you. And, like, what if I tell the wrong person to fuck off someday? Like, what if they don't like it? Like, what if they follow me and, like, I don't know what they're capable of? Like, why can't I just walk to the bar on my own, like, without being harassed by a man? Like, and as I says, I know it's not all men, but it's, like, really, really annoying. Like, and then I'll come home and, like, I'll tell my partner. And then he'd be like, oh, you must have been the drunkest there, or, you know, you must have been, like, bringing attention to yourself. And no, I wasn't. But whether I was doing that or not, like, it still doesn't give a man the right to come up and, like, touch me, feel me arse, squeeze it, like, you know, like, it just doesn't give them the right to do that. Like, and I mean, have men really not learned anything in the past couple of years? I mean, it's just, it's so annoying. Like, and it's just some, I don't even want to go out anymore now, because I'm like, oh, who am I going to get harassed by this time? I'm just like, I'd rather just go to an all-female bar sometimes.
There you go. So
there you have a woman almost in tears over men's behavior. I mean, you can hear it in her voice. She's upset. She's angry. To that girl, I do not have the answer for you. I'm embarrassed listening to your story. I'm embarrassed to be a man. I can tell you now, I don't behave like that, and I've never behaved like that. I've never got the... Now, I've seen it happen so many times being a DJ, but I've never got the idea of how this is a thrill to go up and touch a woman without even asking her as she's walking by. Like, what?
Okay, but I'm not excusing it either, but hasn't it always happened? It's not like this is a new phenomenon.
Has it always happened? I don't think so. No, it hasn't. I've spoken to my sister before and asked her what it was like when she used to go clubbing, which was in the 80s and stuff like that. And it didn't happen then, I don't think. I want to try and get to the bottom of it, if you pardon the pun, because I want to find out why men do this. And I want to address the first comment that came in there, because it says, where is that comment gone? This girl is making it up, or at least exaggerating it. I don't know any other woman who goes through this. So is it not happening? Is it only happening?
But it can't be just that one lady. We'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Is she the only one that experiences this? Have you experienced the same thing?
And how do you deal with it?
And I mean, you heard what she said. She's worried that she tells the wrong guy to fuck off and he ends up following her home and beating the shit out of her.
Yeah. But if you hear her story there, she can't even go to the... This isn't happening when she's up on a dance floor bumping and grinding against another man. She's in a relationship. She cannot go... Just listen to this for 1 second. She cannot go from her seat in the bar or the nightclub or wherever she is up to the bar to get a drink without being felt by a man. What the hell?
And I'm also interested in the amount of people who've messaged us saying, if you dress more appropriately, you won't be touched up. Now, she mentions in her message that that's not her. She doesn't dress...
But even if she did, it still doesn't give me...
That's exactly what I was about to say, that people using that, that's victim blaming. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that has just come into us. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. Just a quick note, you know, on today's topic about men basically harassing women in nightclubs and in venues, basically on nights out. This is a common thing that happens on the dance floor on a regular basis. It's horrible to say, you know, especially if you're sober. You know, you're fully aware of the situation. You're fully aware of what the man is doing. And it's horrible to say. It really is horrible to say. Now, walking as a doorman in nightclubs and witness this on a daily basis. Unfortunately for the caller, you know, women... They drive on it. They drive the attention. They like it. And it keeps going because it keeps walking for guys. You know, because some women out there just love it. You know, they even might even go up against a man. You know, even just for a laugh. They mightn't even want to go any further, but they will take it as a laugh. You know, and unfortunately... It happens on a regular basis. So my advice to the woman is, if she feels uncomfortable on the night out, is to address a member of security and address a member of the staff and say, look guys, I'm here to enjoy myself. There's a man over there, keep boom, boom, boom. Maybe the staff can have a word with this guy or ask him to leave the premises. But unfortunately, some women drive on it, like they love it.
All right, now it's interesting. It's interesting. A lot of people are saying similar things, that the reason men carry on like this is because a lot of women actually love it. And he said it several times in that message.
I heard him. Is there one woman listening to this podcast right now? Let's see if we can prove this man right. Is there one woman listening to this right now who enjoys random men, not even? Any look, they may not even be good looking. They could be revolting looking. That you enjoy having a man that you're not even attracted to feeling the arse off you as you're walking up to the bar to get a drink. That man doesn't understand how women work if he thinks women enjoy that.
Well, let's get straight to the calls. Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, John, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, John.
How are you doing, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. Well, you believe like that message that we just played, that some women love this behaviour by men.
I think, yeah, of course you do. And we were out there last weekend, Arjun, and I was with the missus, and we were with a group of friends of ours in town, and they're going around with nothing on. Now, I know that girl that did say it on the WhatsApp, that she said that she was wearing appropriate clothing, but that's a big thing. That is a very big thing. And I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Hang on. If a woman is wearing half nothing, that still doesn't give a man a right to maul her.
No. And I didn't say that either. They have no right to touch. Nobody has a right to touch anybody. And I said this to Jeremy there. I had to laugh at him there at the start of the show there. He said that he's embarrassed to be a man. Well, I'm sorry for you, Jeremy, if you're embarrassed to be a man, but I'm not. And I don't, it's not my fault. There's a couple of clowns out there going around feeling the arse off women and what have you, can't keep their hands to themselves. But I'm not embarrassed. No, I'm not, because I keep my hands to myself and I have a good girl. But the fact of the matter is, it is happening, and it does happen, unfortunately. And some girls do love this, and I've seen it with my own two eyes. I was like, Jesus, what a slut. And You know, she's one of the girls.
Back up the truck there. Sorry. So you're calling women sluts, first of all. We must be back in the 80s here. And then you're saying that women enjoy being felt up by strange men. Now, John, if I'm not mistaken, do you have a daughter?
I do indeed, yeah.
Now, I can guarantee you, John, that if your daughter came home to you tonight and said, well, I was in Temple Bar tonight, Dad, and this fella came up to me and tried to stick his hand up me arse, I'm telling you, you'd be spitting bullets, you would.
Absolutely, definitely.
Well, there you go. Well, then you're a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. It's the staff there that other gentleman said there, the staff there and the bouncers there. If anybody puts their hands on anybody, that's what the bouncers and the staff are there for. And they should be ejected from the premises straight away. But what I'm saying to you is there is a pocket of people that are going to be doing this. The women are the same. Yeah, I've seen them. And you must be blind if you're going to say that you didn't. I've seen women falling around bars and clubs, fucking pissed, not knowing where not even minds how they're going to get home.
But what has that got to do with men feeling them up?
Because that's their love in this, Adrian. I've seen it before. You know, of course they do. They do love this. You know, I'm not saying all women do, but there's a lot of women out there that get fucking plastic and they get drunk and then, do you know what? They still play the victim then. Oh, you touched me. You were fucking all over me a minute ago. You know,
well, okay, I've just gotten a comment in from Karina, and she says, it's disgusting behaviour, and any men who think it's something women enjoy have very low intelligence.
Is she not seen it herself now? Am I the only one that's ever went out and seen some fucking idiot, drunk, pissed, and messing with a load of guys there and getting hot and heavy? I've seen it hundreds of times. I couldn't be the only guy. I couldn't be, surely.
Yeah, but you are, because I've never seen it. Did you hear what the woman said that left the original message? She. By the way, John, it's irrelevant whether or not she's drunk or not. A woman should be able to get drunk without some pervert hitting on her. But she said...
It's 2022. Go ahead. This is what's happening. You know, she's afraid of someone coming after her. She's telling her to fuck off. I get what she's saying, I do, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Her argument is, have men learned nothing? Have men not copped on that it is no longer acceptable, it was never acceptable, but it is no longer acceptable to maul women on a night out in the way in which she experiences every time she goes out?
She's carrying the whole men's attitude. She's carrying everybody with the same culture. As I said, there's only a few of us that would be out there as men and messing around and acting the idiot, you know, and there is. And just, look, as I said, the women are just as bad, Adrian.
Okay, all right, stay there for one second if you can, please, John. 0858252626 is our number.
He said there, he's getting all defensive saying it's not all men. The original caller, literally four times in her message,
said it's not all men.
It's not all men. So, oh my God.
Kevin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. It's Friday. Can't complain. How
good,
are you doing?
Good. Not a bother. Thanks, Kev. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Right. Besides getting into Facebook jail again over this, but hell and ever. Look, what my point is that, right, I'm not very popular with certain people. But at the end of the day, this is nothing new. There's certain things I agree with your lad saying. I'm old enough to have seen it myself. But at the end of the day, why put yourself in a position when you already know what's going to happen? Now, that girl has a valid point. She shouldn't have to go through that. But she knows it's going to happen. Yet she repeatedly puts herself in the same position each time and expects a different outcome.
But hang on. What's she to do, Kevin? Stop going out?
No, didn't say that. But certain places attract a certain clientele. Change the location. I know you shouldn't have to do it, but if you know it's going to cost... Look, you don't walk into a dangerous area at night knowing that you could potentially get attacked or murdered. You change your route.
Okay, now she didn't say... In her message, she didn't say whether this happens all the time in the same venue or in different venues. I got the feeling it happens in different venues.
No, it probably does at certain times of the night. Look, if she's not in a pub at 9 o'clock in the evening, this is happening. This is in the arse end of a nightclub or late in the morning, and the lads are pissed. Now, I've seen it, and I know this is true. There are pissheads, wankers out there who get blind drunk and will push anything that has a pulse. There are gentlemen who can handle a drink and act accordingly. And there are men out there who won't even look in a mirror, let alone approach a woman. Now, we've had stories on this show and TV shows of women going to strip clubs or whatever, and when they think no one's looking, they'll tear the clothes off them, right? So balance is required here. We've had stories on here about women going out on first dates expecting to be treated like the queen of bloody Sheba, expecting a man to pay. Now, treat men like they're dogs, like they're a, like, so it's not all women and it's not all men.
No, nobody said it was all men. Her point is from her message, Kevin, it's 2022. Have men not learned anything and stop this behavior?
Like you were making out there, Kevin. You hang on, Kevin, because you're being a dinosaur. It's like a Kevinosaurus here. You were going on about, oh, women shouldn't go dangerous places. For feck's sake, going from a table in a bar to up to the bar, the counter to order a drink is not, in my consideration, is not a dangerous walk. A woman should be able to go up and order a drink without some dirty, sweaty pervert. Like, I'm sorry, and I'll be blunt about it. If men are that horny on a night, I go into the Jacks and whack one off. Would you agree, Adrian?
Go in
and have a wank. If you can't keep your hands to yourself and you're that bloody horny that you can't control your actions. No, I'm annoyed over this, Kevin. If you can't control your actions and you can't keep your hands to yourself, go into the toilet and have a wank and sort yourself out. Or if you can't do that, stay at home. Stay at home.
Can I get a word in to defend myself? I'm with you on that one. I'm not one of these people. And anybody who's listening who knows me knows I'm not. I'm trying to say what's obvious, what's been happening and will continue to happen. There's been no news article or nothing on the papers, whatever, to say men are now going to act accordingly. That will not happen. So if you know that's not going to happen and nothing has changed, why continue to put yourself in a situation where you know it's going to happen? That's my point.
Oh, my God.
If ever I heard victim blaming, that's exactly what you're doing, Kevin.
Yes, I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to say that men are not having change. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and her point from her message is men need to change. It's time men changed.
Hang on, I wish they would. I have two young daughters going through teenage years, and I would pray to God that by the time they're at that lady's age, that men will have changed. But I know my heart, they think you're wrong.
So hang on, will you tell your daughters when they hit 18 and they start going to pubs and nightclubs, yeah? Will you tell your daughters, listen, don't go to nightclubs or pubs because it's dangerous. Are you going to expect them to sit in every night because of predators?
No. Of course I won't. But as I said, if you listen, I didn't expect that woman to do the same either. But what I will advise my daughter to do is be careful. And if you feel uncomfortable, call me. If you feel uncomfortable, leave. If your friends aren't willing to go with you, call me. I will advise her how best to look after
Kevin, I have to go back to the original message. And the lady is complaining that every time she's out, she gets felt up by blokes and men need to get a grip and need to stop doing this.
Exactly.
In the same breath, you're saying she needs to go to different places.
If it's going to be safer for her, rather than ring a radio station and complain about the place she's in, it's not every place. It can't be every place you go to attract these people.
You think that it's only a certain type of man that behaves in this way. I worked in, and I'm not going to mention, I worked in a very well-known, one of the most popular nightclubs in Dublin. I worked in it for 6 or 7 years, okay? And this would be a place that would only let in decent clientele, okay? You get no scaldies there. And I'm telling you now, this was going on, and Adrian, you witnessed as well, you mm-hmm. worked there as well. This was going on every single night where women, I'm not just talking about a pat on the bum, I'm talking about men would put their hands up a woman's skirt, and I'm going to be blunt, and rub their hands against the women's vaginas. That's what they did. Because we'd have women coming up and complaining to us as the DJ saying, can you get that fecker thrown out there? He's literally after putting his hand on my vagina.
Skirt, yeah.
Okay, I agree with you there. I misspoke. You're right. Money, right. But you take the law of averages into play. Put the law of averages in place, then you're more likely to have less of them, right? Let's be honest, right? So I spoke out of turn there. It doesn't matter what place you're in, but the law of averages are still sound. But that said,
Sorry, Kevin, just to go back to what you were saying a minute ago, and I want to read a message from Michelle. So is this guy suggesting that we have to change our behaviour in order to stop men being dirty creeps?
What I'm suggesting is, if it makes you safer, feel safer, then maybe, for your own safety and folks and to be able to enjoy yourself, then maybe the place these men are in isn't the place to go to. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to sickle, Jane. I'm not for driving. I'm trying to safely say that. Unfortunately, men won't change. The people who are accommodating or actually frequenting these places aren't going to change. And if the woman still feels uncomfortable, maybe, unfortunately, the best thing she can do for her own safety and to enjoy a night with her friends is change. It's fucking horrible to even suggest this, but unfortunately, nothing else is going to change.
This is Darren.
Shoes on the other foot, women see it as a bit of a laugh to slap a man's arse. But when it's the other way around, they go mad. It's pure double standards. And it goes on in both sexes as well. Not just men doing to women.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Now, just a moment ago, we played a message from Darren and he sent us another message.
It's the same as women on Instagram, lads. Putting up pictures of themselves half naked now, wanting attention from men. It's the same, thing.
Well, again, when I go back to the original message, that lady was at pains to point out that she isn't dressed provocatively when she's on a night out.
Even if she was, as I said, a woman can wear a bra and knickers in a nightclub if she wants, and men should be able to control themselves, shouldn't they? Am I missing something here?
No, you're not. No, no, not at all. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to line one, and who's on
Rebecca.
Line one? Rebecca, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rebecca. Well, what do you want to say on this?
Well, basically, I don't go to the pub or nightclubs regularly at all. I'm very, like, stay at home, do my thing, wear tracksuits every day. And I notice when I wear tracksuits every day, like, no matter where I go, I don't really get looked at much. Or if people look at me, they kind of just look over me and they'll look at the other person who's kind of wearing more clothes that are more revealing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I did decide to go out to the pub, like, I went out twice over the last month because I was having such a bad time with my life. So I was like, you know what, I'll go out, I'll have some fun. And I noticed that when I went into the pub just wearing a tracksuit, I didn't really get looked at, nobody really bothered. And when I went home and I got changed and I came back, it was a complete different dynamic of how I was spoken to and how I was kind of treated. And I was like, wow, like, clothes really do impact the way people see it in society. And I have this movement, it's called like the black tracksuit movement, where I just wear black tracksuits every day because there's a lot going on in the world. And I just feel like it's a nice way to kind of stay original and then kind of out of the limelight, like, because other people are so colourful and everything that's been going on. But, like, when I went back out to the nightclub, I was wearing, like, a dress and a pair of high-heel boots. And I did get, like, a lot of older men coming over trying to talk to me and things like that. But the way I handled myself and the way I was dressed, it kind of gave them the vibe that, oh, okay, well, she's not one to be, like, touched or messed with because she is carrying herself in such a way, she's drinking in a way that, like, she's not getting too drunk and she can't be taken advantage of. So I guess it's just kind of like what you show the outside world is a reflection of you and how you will be treated, like.
So what you're arguing is the way you dress attracts the sort of attention that this woman is getting. Is that what you're saying?
Like, unfortunately, any woman, like, so women should be allowed to wear whatever they want and feel good about themselves, feel confident about themselves. But unfortunately, when it comes to nightclubs and alcohol and things like that, things can go very south very fast because there's alcohol involved, people kind of lose their senses. And then, like, you know, any man that I've ever spoken to said, look, if you put a nice woman in front of me and she looks lovely and I have a few drinks with me, you'll bet I'll try the charms on her, you know. And, you know, like, if they say no,
okay,
they say
so
no.
How do you explain it then when the lady who sent us the message in the first place was at pains to point out that it's not the way she's dressed? She's not dressing provocatively.
Well, one, I say she must be a very good-looking girl, and that's something to be proud of, and it's a compliment in a way. But at the same time, maybe she could do, like, in a bit of an experiment, and the next time, instead of wearing what she would normally wear, wear something a little bit different and see how that goes for her. Because some women are very attractive already, and then when they wear something that's also considered attractive, it's like a double whammy, and they can't help but get attention from men. So, I mean, she could try maybe change her style a little bit if she feels like she's put on display too much.
Sorry, I have to ask you again. Why should she have to change the way she dresses because of the behaviour of men?
I wouldn't put it down to the behaviour of men. I would put it down to her level of comfort. So, like, if she's going out and she really likes, but it's getting her negative attention, I think she would rather have comfort in what she's wearing and who she is than getting all the attention. So it's nothing really to do with how men react. It's all kind of a balancing act. So, like, a woman could wear something and, you know, she says, right, this is lovely, I'm going to go out and wear that. But then it could get a certain amount of attention that makes her feel uncomfortable.
So, again, I'm very shocked, just as it was with the message I read out a couple of minutes ago. You are a woman victim blaming.
No, I'm actually gender fluid, so I don't consider myself a woman, and I don't consider myself a man. So, like, I could be very feminine one day, and I could wear high heels and a dress.
Okay,
and,
well, then, whatever you identify as, you are victim-blaming.
No, I'm actually going to put it down to the level of confidence a person has. So if somebody goes out and wears something and it's getting attention that they're not comfortable with, well, then they will know in the future, okay, well, I'm not going to wear something like that because it's attracting negative attention that I'm not comfortable with and I'm not able to enjoy my night
out. Okay, so you're telling this lady who sent us the message, if you want to go out, if you want to have a good night out, wear a black tracksuit.
No, I wouldn't say that unless that's what she's comfortable in and she'll enjoy herself more. But it's all about, like, the level of attention you kind of want as well. So, I mean, if you go out and wear,
you're saying to her, if you're not happy with the sort of attention that you're getting, if you're not happy in the way you're being felt up, well, then change what you're wearing.
Well, she was physically felt up, like.
Yes.
She was physically felt up in the club, like.
Yes.
Okay, well, I wouldn't stand for that. You know, like, no woman deserves to be, like, touched and mauled and groped in any shape or form, no matter what they're wearing or where they are, because that's against, like, human rights. Like, so I don't agree with that whatsoever. But if she does feel that way in the future, maybe change her scenery, go to a different pub, a different nightclub, go to somewhere that, like, the environment's different, because, like, different places have different social structures, and one place might be different compared to another place. And in the future, if that was to happen, she should tell the security guards, and the security guard could come in, handle the situation, and tap your man on the shoulder and say, we don't stand for that
okay,
here.
But regardless, whether it's physical attention or just attention, you're saying change the way you dress and you won't attract that sort of attention.
As an experiment, and just for herself to see. And, I mean, she could completely disagree with me, but I find that it depends on what you wear. Honestly, it's the same for men. Like, so women can find men in Snickers, you know, the work trousers. They find them so attractive. They find them so sexy. Like, you know, and it's like clothing has a certain amount of power as well. That's why we have so many big fashion designers in the world, because their clothing represents a certain theme or emotion or feeling or vibe. And that's how they become so successful and make so much money, because they figure out what people want to wear, what kind of attention they want to attract, and how they want to represent themselves in public. So, like, clothing does have an awful lot of impact. I'm not saying that a woman can wear a little skinny skirt and she should be sexually harassed or whatever, because that's completely out of order. Like, no one should have to deal with that. But I mean, men get sexually harassed too. Like, you know, builders on site,
they don't in the same way. They do. They just don't. Stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to just bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Malcolm.
No, just listen to Jeremy there talking about the lads putting their hands up the skirts of young ones in nightclubs and all that. If you've seen it, what did you do about it? Did you report? Did you stop them?
That's a good question, Jeremy. Did you report it? Did you stop them when you witnessed it yourself?
Sorry, I did. I already said that I would contact the doorman when women would come up to the DJ box and say, that fellow over there in the white shirt is after touching me. I would get the doorman to kick them out straight away. So obviously, yeah.
Okay, all right. 085-825-2626 is our number. You might want to react to this message from Tracy.
No man would ever get this worked up about it, so I don't actually see why it's a problem and why it's caused such rackets online neither.
So she doesn't get the fuss. which I find extraordinary, again, for a woman. Let's have a listen to that message again.
No man would ever get this worked up about it, so I don't actually see why it's a problem and why it's caused such rackets online, neither.
Hmm.
I can't believe what we're hearing today. Can you?
No. I'm actually quite shocked, if I'm to be honest. Where am I going now? I'm going to Kira. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Kira.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Kira. What did you want to say on this?
No, it's completely wrong. Obviously, it's for anyone to touch anyone. But, like, I just think that you should just, like, first of all, just get the stigma around. It's not all fellas. Do you know what I mean?
No, and the lady who left the original message said that. It's not all fellas.
Yeah, like, it's not all fellas. Like, girls do it as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you, just
the message that I played there a second ago, she said men would never complain about this. And she's probably right. Men don't ever complain about being touched up or whatever by a woman.
I have seen a couple of fellas that have felt a bit very uncomfortable, and it was very full on, and they weren't happy with it. Do you know what I mean? Just a girl coming up and doing that to them. I actually have come across a couple of blokes in my time not happy with it.
Right, I've never met one of them, I have to be honest.
No, I have. Like, I genuinely have. Like, so it's just like, I just want
to. That's a matter of interest, Jeremy. Has a bloke ever complained to you about a woman touching him?
No, not in all the years.
No, I have. This fella's might be gay or something, I don't know. But, like, he has came up to me and just said, look here, like, I just didn't feel comfortable with that. You know what I mean? Just coming up to me out of nowhere, like, didn't even know her. I don't know where she came from. She could have anything, like, AIDS or aunt, and then coming up and touching me, like. Do you know?
So, okay, well, like I said, in all the years I've worked in pubs and clubs, I've never had a bloke complain about women touch. But anyway, let me ask you then, to go back to the original message, she's complaining that she can't go for a night out without being mauled by men, even walking to the bar. Does this happen to you?
No, like, obviously it has happened to people, do you know what I mean? Obviously they're coming up to you and they're trying to get on with you and you're like, no, go away, do you know what I mean? I think kind of most girls have experienced that, do you know that way? But, like, it's not all fellas, do you know that way?
No, it isn't all fellas. And let me ask you then, does it bother you or is it just part of what happens on a night out?
It was, like, one of my friends, like, this fella literally came up and just started meeting the absolute face off her. And, like, he was touching her and she felt so uncomfortable. Like, you know, obviously he got, like, thrown out. But, like, this fella, I mean, like, it was horrible. Like, she was absolutely traumatised. She felt so uncomfortable over. Now, it wasn't over the way she was dressed, because she was dressed in, let's say, a pair of jeans, shoes and a top. Do you know what I mean? Just a casual wear. She wasn't showing off anything. It doesn't count on what you're wearing. It happens to anyone.
And okay, but and like I said, the original message, the lady is saying, have men learned nothing? It is not appropriate. It is not acceptable in 2022, no matter where you are, to be carrying on like this, to think you have any right to maul a woman when you're in a pub or a club.
Yeah, no, you don't. But do you not think that sometimes the parents are a bit to blame for that as well? Like, maybe they should give them a pep talk. Don't go near any girls. Don't touch up any girls when you're out.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I would imagine it's a conversation no parent has ever had.
Like, I have two boys and I'm telling you, like, if they were going out, I'd just say, behave yourself. Do you know what I mean? Behave yourself when you're going out here. And first of all, I'd be like, don't bring any boards back to this house because I'm not you. And behave yourself when you're going out as well.
Brilliant. It is a conversation that a lot of parents probably feel they don't have to have that conversation.
That may be another conversation for another day. Like, I don't want to take this off topic, but, like, think about, maybe the parents are a bit to blame as well. Like, they're not teaching their children. Do you know what I mean? Don't touch up any girls.
Stop being arseholes, basically.
Yeah, don't go near them, like, because it's just, obviously they're not giving their kids pep talks enough.
That's a fair point. And like you said, perhaps a conversation for another day. But thanks very much indeed for your call. Robbie has just sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
You're saying that men would never complain. I saw a great social experiment a couple of years ago where a bloke was, you know, harassing a girl in a shopping mall. And, you know, a few people stepped in and said, here, chap, you know, leave her alone, whatever. And then they left it a day or two and then came back. And then it was the woman harassing the man this time. And he was getting equally as uncomfortable as she was. But then, you know, anybody who would see it was telling them to cop onto himself and, you know, just enjoy it.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, Lou, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lou?
Not too bad, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks. You're a bit angry. Why are you annoyed?
Just like Rebecca, like, how narrow-minded, like, to think that, oh, it's got to do with how you dress and things like that, that you attract this. But, like, when I was out on a night out, like, I had a knee-length dress on me, and I kind of was dressed, like, not provocative or whatever like that, and it happened to me. So I just can't stand people like that.
And do you see what she was saying as victim blaming? In other words, she was drawing attention to the fact, you know, the clothes that you wear attracts that sort of attention.
Yeah, exactly. Of course I am. I think it's narrow-minded. Like,
are you still there, Rebecca? You're being narrow-minded.
Not really. If you go into like fashion history, you'll see what I'm talking about. And over the years, there has been lots of social experiments done on clothing for men and women. And you will notice that human nature, especially men, they're attracted to bright bold colours and flesh. So the more bright bold colours and flesh that you show, the more you're going to trigger a human nature response in a man, and that's to be masculine and mate with a female. So clothes are very important.
Get that, but even that night, actually, it was in Lily for Dallas, it was actually in a nice club, everything else, and I was wearing a pencil skirt kind of dress, if you get me. So it wasn't anything got to do with like bright colours or anything like that, or whatever Rebecca's on, but it was got to do with the fact that he just was a pig, and he just thought that it was acceptable.
Well, men are pigs, and they were wearing in a different generation, like, because there's a big gap there as well. Like, I don't know if he's older than you or younger than you, but there's men out there, and they're from a different social structure from, like, you know, the 80s, 90s, and there was a different, like, dynamic in society back then. Like, you know, there was all love, peace, and hippie shit, and, you know, like, back then, a lot of men did get away with certain things, like, and you can see that in the media to do with celebrities and what guys got away with in production companies and in the music industry with women because of the way it was. But right now, like, things are changing, and it kind of is a woman's responsibility to show men that we are changing and that we don't accept certain things. And if we want to do that, we have to represent ourselves properly, and that is
You're saying it again, that it is down to women to dress differently to stop this sort of attention. That's ridiculous.
No, it's whatever. Like, some women actually like that attention and they don't complain about it. Whereas I do agree
that some women don't mind it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, they don't, like, it's all about the person individually. If they are comfortable with that and they enjoy that attention, they wear a certain kind of clothing in order to attract that attention. It makes them feel good about themselves. But then there's some people who wear certain clothing and then it attracts the attention that it's supposed to attract, and then they're uncomfortable with it, and then they complain, and then they try to say men are pigs. But what they have to understand is, like, in science and even in history, there has been so many experiments done with men and women and clothes. And that's why it's very important to wear the right thing to represent who you are, even if it's just for a night out, because unfortunately human nature is very judgmental.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question then, and take it one step further then. Do you believe, because this does happen, do you believe that in a court case, in a case of rape or sexual assault, yeah, do you believe that the clothing that the alleged victim has been wearing should be used as evidence in a case of sexual assault or rape?
That's a hard question.
Well, no, it's not really. I mean, it's not, because you've been going on for the last 20 minutes about the importance of clothes and all that. Now, I find...
So basically, the way I put that is first I find out if there was any alcohol or drinks involved.
Oh.
And if the person, like, was easily taken advantage of, or if the person that's done it to the person was under influence. Because alcohol has a big, massive impact on how people's psychological minds work.
No, but it still doesn't. So a woman can be palatic drunk. It still doesn't mean that she's she deserves to be sexually assaulted. So the question again, should clothes be used as evidence? And the reason I'm saying that is because 2 years ago there was murder when in a rape case The defence solicitor, and this was a woman, by the way, she showed the pair of underwear to the jury that the victim had been wearing, and there was war over that, and so there should have been. It was a disgusting thing to do. What underwear a woman is wearing should not come into...
Was that used for DNA? Like, did they need it to get DNA or something?
No, nothing to do with DNA. It was used to say, this is what Miss X was wearing on the night she was sexually assaulted. Look how skimpy these knickers are. I think that's disgusting.
Okay, well, no, I don't agree with that. Like, we should all be allowed to go around and try to be naked if you want to and still be respected and not touched.
Okay.
Okay, so that answers Jeremy's question. Michelle, you're angry as well. Why?
I can't even put words together right now. I'm sitting here listening to this. Firstly, I can't even understand why clothing is being discussed. If I'm putting on a dress to go out, I'm putting on a dress to go out because I feel better wearing that dress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting it on because I want some dude to grab my ass. Full stop, end of story. Clothing shouldn't be an issue. If I'm wearing a bikini or I'm wearing a fucking black bag covering me from head to toe, that shouldn't be an issue. If a man, and this after this being told to like go to a different place, wear something different. If a man can't control himself, he's the one who should be going to a different place. He's the one that should be sitting at home, not me. Why should I have to stay at home because he can't control himself?
And I agree with you 100%. But the amount of people who've been on to us, I thought this was an attitude from the Dark Ages, to be honest, about clothing and about the sort of clothes that a woman is wearing on a night out. I'm shocked by how many men and women...
I can't understand what I'm hearing. I'm sitting at home right now putting on makeup because I'm going to work in an hour. I'm not putting on makeup because I want attention. I'm putting on makeup because it makes me feel better and I should be able to do that. But is the fact that I'm wearing makeup now going to be an issue if I'm attacked or assaulted on my way home?
Well, I would hope
because
not.
That's what it sounds like it's coming to. Every single thing a woman does is being judged and almost used to excuse or explain men's behaviour.
Mm. And like I said, I'm shocked to hear men and women saying that, you know, the clothes that you wear can attract that sort of attention. And, you know, if you're not happy with it, we'll go somewhere else. I'm really taken aback by the amount of people.
Why isn't the man being made go somewhere else or stay at home? Why is it the woman who's having to modify behavior?
And what do you say to...
Again, I'm bringing up a really, really horrible topic. But should Aisling, however many months ago, should she have gone for a run somewhere else? Is it her fault because she went to that particular place? Because that's what everyone's saying. It's my fault for going to this nightclub. I knew the kind of clientele. I knew, you know, what happens there. So therefore, I should have just gone somewhere else. You know, is every rape victim at blame because they went to a specific place or they wore a certain thing?
And the answer is obviously no.
That's what
no.
people are saying. I'm a 17-year-old.
But you're right. That is what some people are saying, and it is quite
absolutely.
Shocking.
Absolutely.
What do you say to the argument, I think it was John made it earlier on, that some women actually love this sort of attention?
What are you basing that opinion on? Is it because, he's seen it being done to a woman?
Well, John, are you still there?
I am a
bit. She's basically saying, you mentioned earlier on that you believe that some women like this sort of attention.
What's that opinion? What's that opinion based on?
The opinion is based on if you ever went to Coppers on a weekend night and you see what's going on at 1 o'clock in the morning. And if you've ever been to Coppers on any nightclub, you'll see the carries on of women and men. And that's what it's based on. That's exactly what I based it on. That's where I based where I got that from. And the absolute stupidity of it. I've seen them. Jesus, I don't even want to go into this, but I've seen them. I've seen them having sex, literally in the nightclub in the Jacks, and I'm like, for fuck's sake, this is my reeling, you know. So that's what that's based on as well, and it does happen. And don't say it doesn't. Everybody has seen it. I couldn't be the only one that has seen that as well.
But how is that? How is that anything to do with a woman on a dance floor dancing, and some dude comes up and sticks his hand up her skirt?
You're on here as if women don't do
so because you. So because you've seen someone having sex in a nightclub toilet, that means...
I've seen women...
You're not, it's not related to the other. Like me being touched
women.
By
I've
some guy.
Women. I've seen women carrying on, falling around drunk, swinging out house. Literally swinging out. That's fine, but what has that got to do? You're on the phone here saying that you should be able to do this, you should be able to do that, you should be able to do this. This is the problem.
I should be able to wear what I want. I should be able to go where I want. I never said you shouldn't. But you're not making any sense. You're just talking in circles. You're not answering my question. Where's your opinion come from? Because you've seen someone having sex in a toilet in Coppers, that means women are happy to be touched without their consent.
Just because this girl got on and gave us a WhatsApp earlier on and saying that she's getting herself up at a bar. You know, so do you want to go down that road? She's probably, this probably happened to her a couple of times, and then she's branding the whole fucking men of men that we're all creeps and we're all weirdos. Do you know what I mean? Like, catches her shit together, like, literally, you know. And it has got to do with clothing. It has, of course it has. If you're wearing a tracksuit, as that girl mentioned earlier on, she doesn't get a look in. She says she went home and changed. And every fucker was looking at her. So, do you get me now? Do you get where this is all coming from? Yes?
Absolutely not. You're still saying that we have to change the way we're dressed, because if I'm wearing a dress, I'm open to somebody.
That's the way it is.
See, I can't argue. I can't argue with stupid. You're making my point. I'm wearing a dress. I'm wearing a dress, therefore you're allowed to put your hand up my skirt because I'm wearing a dress.
When did I say that? You're an absolute retard. When did I say that?
Oh my God, okay, let's throw the insult. That helps. Let's insult each other.
Just because you're wearing a dress.
You just brought up the point. This girl went home and got changed.
She did. You fucking idiot. She did. She said it. She went home, she got changed, and every man and everybody was looking at her. That's what she said. She didn't say she got touched. She said everybody was looking at her, but she didn't get a look in when she had a fucking tracksuit on. Listen to what she said.
What's your point?
My point is that, unfortunately, what women wear attracts the idiots and attracts the arseholes, and it does, unfortunately.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying, should I? No. Listen, I'm not saying that's not the case. It absolutely is the case, but I'm saying, should I modify what I wear then to stop some man not being able to control himself?
Probably so.
Your behaviour is down to what I wear.
So, I have to say, John, that again is victim blaming.
It's fucking stupid. Why not? But that's the way it is.
Okay, John,
That's the way it is, so it's fine.
Sorry, Michelle. I just want to put a question to John John, you seem to be focused on the clothes that women wear and all that.
But listen,
more or less saying, God love men, we can't help ourselves, how come sexual assaults do not happen in gyms? Because in the gym I go to, I can tell you now, the majority, Adrian, listen to me for a second, the majority of women that work out in the gym I go to are wearing skin tight
clothes.
They're wearing Gymshark bras, they have every part of them shown, which you do in the gym. How come women aren't being sexually assaulted left, right and centre in gyms? Answer the question.
That's just alcohol. A big factor. Now, a lot of girls there, as you say, they're going out looking for the shift or whatever the fuck they want to call it.
That's different. And in fact, the story you were saying about the couple having sex in the toilets, I would imagine that was probably consensual sex, okay? In other words, so can you not tell
the difference?
Can you not tell the difference, John, between consensual sex and a man literally, and I've had this happen in clubs, a man going up behind a woman who's up dancing in a nightclub, putting his hand up her skirt to touch her vagina. Can you not tell the difference between those two?
Absolutely so. I'm not saying that 100,000 times, Jeremy. There is a huge difference on this. But what the girl said earlier on, and if you listen to her, she made a very, very good point. And she said, I wasn't getting the look in with a tracksuit on. But when I went home and I got changed, I got my dress on, I got my boots on, there was a different kettle of fish on there.
Okay, but that's slightly different. And I think the point she was trying to make, and I get this as well. I get looked at differently if I'm in a tracksuit or if I'm in a suit. If you're in a suit and you're walking down Grafton Street, you do turn more heads. Whereas if you're wearing a hoodie and a baseball cap,
yeah, you don't.
So that's irrelevant to the topic.
All right,
Michelle, you're pissing against the wind here, aren't you?
Michelle, I want to just ask you.
Yeah, I've stopped. You can't, like I said, you can't argue with people.
I want to just wrap this up, and we played the message from the woman who was fed up being leered at, touched up and everything else. Has this happened to you as well?
I think it's happened to probably 90% of women.
And how have you dealt with it?
Look, as women, I think as well, we're programmed just to be quiet and, you know, to walk away from a situation, because anything we do is seen as either we're leading someone on or we're looking for it or whatever. So I think, you know, it's probably not the best thing to do, but kind of walking away, moving away, you know, going back over to a group of friends. Again, modifying your behavior. Mm. That's how you deal with it. And it's not right. We shouldn't have to. But my whole point is that we shouldn't have to modify our behavior to get other people to act in a certain way.
All right. Great to talk to you, Michelle. Thanks very much indeed for taking part in this latest Opinions Matter podcast. So,
well.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that conversation to go that way, I have to be honest. But it just shows you there are a lot of dinosaurs still left in society.
No, but women yeah. actually, women are supposed to, you know, back up other women. And all we've had here for the last hour is a lot of women actually, you know, saying, oh, God love men, like, what do you expect when a woman dresses like that?
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. And you can also share it on your own social media. If you enjoyed the conversation, if it made you angry, please share widely. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.